Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3. The world may be ending all around us, but that doesn't stop us from the mission at hand. And with me today is the one, the only, Blythe Marks.
Hello.
I like your like news anchor, a bit of like a delay in between response.
People tell me I have like a very adept and like proficient phone voice and like presenter voice, and I've done public speaking my entire like teenage and adult life, so I think it comes naturally and I can't like turn it off. So
it's really good. It is a great presenter voice. I also like that you call it a presenter because that's very Brit of you.
Thank you. I mean, I could do the whole podcast in like a crazy British Australian like mangled accent, but I'm not going to make my podcast debut that way.
Maybe there will be characters that are of Brit or Australian descent and will give you an opportunity to like work that in seamlessly.
I love your cracked out Australian accent that you always do. It's so crazy because I can imagine exactly who that person is. So hopefully we'll get there.
Totally. So where do you stand on like the SJP, like Kim Cattrall feud, and like where do your feelings lie as far as like how justice can be served and how we can get like this movie back up and running?
I think that it's so interesting seeing every one of the four cast members like trajectory since then. Like, I was just and this is not related to SJP or Kim Cattrall, but I was just looking up this show that Kristen Davis is hosting. Have you seen it? It's like a bunch of men trying to get one woman pregnant. Like, they're trying to convince
her. I heard about this. Yeah.
They're trying to convince her to choose him to give her his sperm.
Just like as a sperm donor.
She's like 40. So she's like, the time is near and the clock is ticking and like I needed like alpha daddy sperm donor.
Wow. So what do they have, like physical competitions and like brain yes. competitions, like
yes. and they like get sperm analyzed and Kristen Davis is there just the whole time like I'm just like, it's such a turn from Charlotte. So
wow, I actually love that. I love that the men are like that they would care about this enough. Like,
no.
Are they all ages of men?
Yes. And like all races.
That's really advanced.
I know. I'm like, this is like a woke show in a bad way.
It's a terrible premise for a show, but it's also insane. Maybe the best premise for a show.
Yeah. I'm like, if we're going to go like just like gangbang polygamy and like polyamory, like on The Bachelor, let's just go full out and just talk about getting pregnant.
Yeah. Do they, so then does one person one sperm donor get eliminated each week or each episode?
I didn't get that far.
Okay.
Because I was so scared. And also seeing Kristen Davis, like, at the age that she is now, because I chicken in her the least. Mm-hmm. I think she's probably the least visible. I don't know. I was like, ideally, to ratchet up the stakes, they would just get, like, chemically castrated every week.
I love that. You will never give anyone your sperm. Your sperm has been deemed toxic.
Yeah.
And now you'll pay the price. Canceled. I know. Yeah. It is really jarring to see them age, because to me, all the ladies seem so ageless. So even in Sex and the City 2, I remember watching it and being like, they're older than when we first all got to know each other.
Yeah. And like, I was just looking at, I think it was with some like ugly British presenter. And Kim Cattrall was like, I'm 61. This is like right after everything was falling out. She's like, I'm 61. This chapter is closed. And I kind of sympathize with her.
I get that. When she puts it like that, you can't really argue with it.
Particularly when you see that she's not this like cougar sex fiend. She's like a monogamous jazz scatter in her spare time.
Mm-hmm. She's very different from, I think, her character.
Yeah. I'm very much like a, I think I'm team Kim because I love privacy. Mm-hmm. Though I do love SJP's like Met Gala antics. That's when I really check in on her.
Yeah. And I enjoy her friendship with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And like, I enjoy her Instagram presence. She does kind of like warped poetry captions.
Does she still have just her like close up blurry shot of her eyeball as her icon?
I'm pretty sure she does. Yeah.
That's iconic to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets like Kim Cattrall's personality, but Sarah Jessica Parker's icon, make them neck and neck so I can't choose.
I know, it's hard. It's like, it's really, I just hope that once all the dust settles, they just decide the most important thing would be to push forward with a Sex and the City 3 movie.
Like, I know.
Put all their differences aside. And it doesn't even need to be like a big apology or anything. It just needs to be like, look, we both have said and done things. Let's just keep moving forward.
I've built it into my plot in a way that will make them come back for at least one more. And we'll squash beef. We'll hopefully squash the beef because one of them is going to die.
Okay, amazing. And that's a perfect seamless transition into now you telling me your log lines for each of the girls.
Okay. One day this just came. I've had this in my notes app on my phone for like 6 months maybe. And I've been probably every night secretly praying for this moment. So I'm so happy.
You manifested it.
I did. I've been thinking about it and like my twisted saw level labyrinth of pain that I'm going to inflict upon these characters and actresses. Because I just started in preparation for this, like just in the past week, like rewatching the show. And I'm like, these women are insufferable.
They're pretty bad. Yeah. They like,
these characters are so like watching, as much as I love Miranda and Steve, like they're my favorite couple on the show, watching them in their tiny laundry room at Brady's birthday party and having them instantly agree to break up with their significant others and get back together. I was like, they're so committed to how like weird their TV characters are.
And I liked that. Weirdly, I understood that because I rewatched that episode recently too. And I was like, okay, yeah. Like, they belong together. I was like, this is incredibly messy and they probably could have done it differently because they're really going to hurt these people that they're in like serious relationships with.
For sure. And I'm planning on coming back.
Oh,
I'm
good.
I'm bringing back some like really deep cut iconic characters. So we'll get there.
Fantastic.
So for Samantha, because to me, she's like become my favorite character. Mm-hmm. She's the most independent and she doesn't gripe about her dealings with men. She just gets on with it and I love it. She's a little bit sociopathic in that way, but it's fine. So this is very much like a COVID context movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's going to be a movie that's like so woke it's wrong.
Okay.
Like Netflix algorithm levels of just throwing anything at the wall to get people's attention. It could maybe even premiere on Netflix because there's not going to be any movies still open.
Yeah, no more movie theaters in the future. So they ink a deal with Netflix, which is a shocking upset to everyone at HBO that they worked with for years, and a real fuck you to HBO Max. But it drums up a lot of publicity and gets everyone just like,
publicity boost.
Mm-hmm.
And like Netflix gets huge numbers. It's like Friends level.
Yeah.
So Samantha, she's become an angel investor and majority stakeholder in like an OnlyFans like website.
Okay.
That's become, within the context of coronavirus, like the leader in amateur porn, because of course she would do that.
Yeah.
She's a PR queen.
Smart. Very smart of her. And also I like her getting into the tech space.
Yes. Other guests have talked about her like setting up a website or having a web series. And it's like, she would get into like grifting randos from the Midwest amateur porn careers and making them to stars. Maybe she even has like a compound in LA.
Like a move, like, yeah, she has like a cam girl house or something, but it's just for like hot, sexy, random people all over the world where they can come and like land to launch their careers. And I think it's even I would even go so far as to say like she scouts them based on like the OnlyFans. What do we call her website, by the way? Do you have a name for her website?
No, I was wondering. I kind of left that blank because I wanted to come up with that.
We gotta think of it. Yeah. It'll come to us. But like I think that she scouts people from her website and then makes them into superstars, because there is now no barrier into Hollywood stardom.
No.
Yeah.
And like these people are becoming actors, they're becoming musicians.
Mm-hmm. And whereas, also, what better way to know if someone has sex appeal than to watch them having sex?
Yeah. And her first big client on the website, Smith.
Wow. Has his star tarnished in the meantime? Like, has he?
No. He reverse engineers and proves that he can be a movie star and be an amateur porn god.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So then it like knocks down the walls between like, oh, you can't. He's like a very James Franco kind of forward thinker in that way.
Yeah. Like, he kind of is so earnest and sweet with Samantha. So that carries over into this movie.
Okay, great.
People just love him. And in the meantime, Miranda has shifted her focus to become like a human rights lawyer, because Cynthia Nixon would require that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Especially given like her disaster of a gubernatorial campaign.
Yeah.
In New York.
So she's now at like the crunchy human rights law firm. Because I think in the second movie, she left her kind of like more buttoned up one and ended up at one that does like drinks on the terrace, like for Friday happy hour. So I think we could just even say that's like now a huge human rights law firm.
Yeah. I mean, she's like getting knee deep in like crazy landmark cases around the globe that have global implications, women's rights and feminists.
She's like she's now like best friends with Amal Clooney.
Oh,
like they're very tight. They text a lot. And I think even like Carrie could be a little bit jealous of that friendship, or they make references to now Miranda's leveled up and is like chic Amal and George levels.
Yeah. Like her friends are like Amal Clooney, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Malala.
She's gotten profiled. Maybe Miranda was on the cover of Vogue. Like Miranda's like reached that upper echelon of like getting noticed by like Anna Wintour.
Yeah. Amazing. It's like a suite of like female high powered businesswomen, and she's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But she's on the front cover, not the fold out.
The front cover of Vogue's The Business Issue.
Period.
Yeah.
Exactly. And go while on. She's living her queen feminist, like woke bay life, Brady has become an incel.
I love it.
Perfect. I don't know if it's been brought up before, but I just imagine him being like this angry redhead millennial child just screaming, especially at his mom, and just retreating from the earth and becoming a dark web king.
Yeah, we need to talk about Brady.
Exactly. That could be one of the taglines for this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a lock of red hair, and you don't know if it's Miranda's or Brady's.
Yeah, and he's like maybe hell-bent on destruction, or has... He's like... I feel like he might be trying to organize some sort of attack of some sort.
Yes, that goes into where I think I want the ending to be, so we'll get there.
Okay.
All I have is like the beginning and the end. Everything else, I have no fucking clue.
That's what this podcast is for. We figure it out.
I love it.
Yeah.
Carrie has also shifted into like a Carly Scortino kind of writing adventure. So she's not writing for Vogue. She's writing for like The Cut, Into the Gloss. Like, she's like killing the millennial Gen Z target demographic.
Okay, they're all about her, and she's really like, she's found a new niche.
Yeah, and she's recently started writing a lot about sex trafficking.
Okay.
In like random cities around the country, and it's kind of in like a savior kind of way. So she's controversial.
I would see Carrie even also like getting really into, she gets like fascinated by the Epstein case.
Yes.
And so she now is like going to look into it. Like, she's been a bit on a sex trafficking beat, like maybe wrote a couple things for like the New York Times or like whatever. But now, like with this Epstein thing, she's like, wait a second. Like, there's more to this than like meets the eye. She's kind of going into like really like intense journalism.
But what if she has like a serial, like a serial like podcast about the Epstein case?
Yeah. And she's like constantly updating, and like she's making it her mission to like expose as many Epstein affiliates as possible. And maybe like she finds Ghislaine. I think Ghislaine Maxwell is in Sex and the City 3.
She's in it.
She's absolutely in it.
She might not be played by herself, but she's in it.
Yeah. We can cast her and go out to her. Like, this is how we find her, is we say like, hey, we have an amazing like Hollywood opportunity for you. And then we lure her into agreeing to be in the movie. And then when we meet for the first like script read, we get the FBI to capture Ghislaine. And then we just cast a new person as Ghislaine.
Yes. But then there's another set of PR for the movie.
Yeah. And it's great. Like already. This is like this is a movie that will like upset the system and heal the system and then re-upset the system again.
Like, James Cameron will forcibly retire.
Yeah. So like already, let's see, in our world, this movie has gone to Netflix, which I imagine even the opening, you know, like, because the opening of like the HBO show is so iconic with the like, it goes, yes. Like, I feel like Netflix would do like an extra fuck you to HBO and be like, sure, and then just morph into a big N and then be like, gzz, and like just upset, just to like add salt to the wound. So we have that news. Then we've also captured Ghislaine. And so that is great. And then now it's like the movie hasn't even come out yet. And literally like 250 million people are just waiting to press play.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you see Charlotte's journey as being?
Okay. Charlotte is, for me, the linchpin of this movie, strangely enough, because she's maybe, like, my least favorite character of the four. So it was interesting watching her, like, go all in each time, like, for Trey and then Harry. Like, just going in. And I think at this point, she's gone past being all in and has like overshadowed Harry's Judaism and has become like a full tilt Zionist Jew for Israel. Like, she is an influencer. She's raising money for AIPAC. She's like flying to Israel every other week. Mm-hmm. And she's closely tied with the Likud party in Israel. And I'm like probably going to get shot for this because someone is going to listen to this and like tell someone. But, like, I am a Jew. I'm just not a Zionist. So the Likud party is, like, the ruling conservative party that Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, is a part of.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to need a little bit of, like, Jew and Palestinian conflict coaching. Because I do know just, like, the broad strokes. But this will be a really educational opportunity for me.
Yeah, AIPAC is a Jewish lobbying organization. It's the second biggest lobby after the NRA in the United States.
Okay, great. So
they're so powerful. So there's a lot of intrigue here.
So I think it could even be said that, like, Charlotte too has friends in high places. Like, she's like in with the Kushner family. Yes. And like friendly with Ivanka, and like she could even have like ties to like other people in the Trump family.
Yeah. And it makes things complicated between her
and Miranda.
And Miranda because Charlotte and Carrie never know. Like, Carrie is going after Trump. She's going after Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, do I use Charlotte or do I get rid of her? What do I do?
Yeah.
So there's this tension. She doesn't know what to do.
So Carrie has, like, I like her transition, because I think a lot of the times, like, on this podcast, Carrie's journey is like we make her pay penance for past sins. Yes. But I like that this time around she's like kind of just funky cool. She knows her audience. She's like hip. And yeah. Like, I think that I would love to see her in this light of just being like on the same beat as like her millennial super fans.
Yeah, because the resurgence, like, obviously everyone loves Miranda.
Yeah.
And Samantha, but like, yes, her style. So we go back to classic looks and she's become like a Y2K goddess.
Mm-hmm. She has like an Instagram, like she has like multiple fan Instagram accounts that are dedicated to her outfits that she's photographed in.
Yeah. So Charlotte is living her like Israeli princess life.
Mm-hmm.
Just making moves. And Lily, following her mom's influencer footsteps, has become like a socialist TikTok teen. Like, she's one of those kids on TikTok that's like talking about overthrowing capitalism and the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, her mom is like fully a capitalist, imperialist monster.
Yeah.
So Lily is constantly on the verge of like, do I tell people or do I get canceled?
Yeah, maybe Lily's identity, like, of who her parents are is really, like, under wraps right now. Because also it's, like, teens aren't as invested in, like, doxing each other, I think, as, like, millennials are. So Lily is, like, still, and maybe even Lily goes just by her first name and middle name or something.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like say her last name, and really like only the kids at school know, but they're just like, whatever.
And nobody knows that she's adopted. Like, mm-hmm. So for all intents and purposes, she's like fully just this like Chinese American.
She's like a communist.
Second generation, yeah. Like loving Maoism, mm-hmm. but like complicating it because she is a Gen Z queen.
Yeah.
And I think Lily is just like on a farm in Israel, like doing teenage grunt work for her mom. And like,
so like Charlotte has moved to Israel, or she like now has the girls in school in Israel.
Maybe both. I think maybe Lily has chosen to stay behind.
Mm-hmm.
But Rose is like fully just like in the movie, she's only speaking Hebrew.
Okay. Rose, I think Lily from like an early age was like, you can't put me on social media, to Charlotte. And so Charlotte has never put Lily on any of her like socials. And
yes.
Then Lily was able to like get her own social media identity going. And so yes. Charlotte's social media is just like Rose, Charlotte, and Harry, and Lily is never mentioned by choice.
Yes. Yeah. And she's like fully has like a teenage bedroom that's just like dark and like posters everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
but she also can, she's like starting to get brand deals because she's like, what? She'd be like 14 or 15 now.
Yeah. She has like, she gets like a sponsorship from like Thanks panties.
Yeah. She gets like, it's like things like that. Like when she's coming of age or whatever, and like kind of teen stuff.
Yeah. Whereas Charlotte is like promoting stuff from Blackwater.
So like Lily, like, I think. Yeah, like Lily could, I think her journey in this movie is maybe she gets outed, like her true identity gets like fully outed, and then
and she's reckoned with being like potentially canceled.
Mm-hmm. And like, and then decide if that she's gonna let that like super negatively affect her relationship with her family, or if she can like work it into like a takedown. Like she may have a choice. Like Charlotte and Lily may have to do battle in this movie.
I think so. I also think Lily and Brady are going to battle.
Yeah, it's a full battle.
Like there's going to be a huge showdown at the end of this. I'm like, people are going to die.
Okay, so did you have like a, did you have any more like arc kind of notes to address before we like go back?
I have the opening.
Okay, what's the opening? So,
like, how does the, can you do the theme song for me? Like, I forget like, how it goes.
Do, do. Do 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 do
do do do do do. There's like a drone shot like flying over Brooklyn or like flying over Manhattan, and it goes into a window. Like this is like high budget.
Yeah.
Goes into a window and you hear the theme song. It's like do 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 hava. And you're at a wedding, you're at a Jewish wedding.
Okay.
Everyone is partying. We go to like a bar. We're at the bar. I'm like, I haven't been to a Jewish wedding in a while. I'm like, do they have bars? I don't know. I'm a bad Jew. So there's a girl sitting at a bar. She's wearing like a light pink tutu. She has blonde curly hair. And someone taps her on the shoulder and you're fully expecting it to be Carrie. It's a random actress. But it's the guy leads her by the hand to a back room. The theme song is still playing. And we get like deeper and deeper into this like space. So it's like, seems like it's just at a wedding banquet hall.
Yeah.
And then as we go farther and farther back, like there's like techno music, it gets darker. There's like LED music or LED lights. And we like see things out of the corner of our eyes. It's like the haunted video from Beyonce. Like people are getting like whipped behind doors.
So this wedding like in banquet space is just a front for like an underground, like, hardcore techno club.
Yes. And we go and like there's a naked girl, like maybe this girl gets like strips naked and like lies down on the table and they're like eating cold cuts off her. And you see a mirror and like someone is laying down like rails of coke and they're cutting it, and you look at the card that they're cutting it with and it's Charlotte's business card.
Whoa,
but she's not
okay.
there. And then it like cuts to black.
Wow.
And so there's like an instant intrigue with like, what the fuck is going on? And this is not the Sex and the City as you know it.
Yeah, this is a darker, grittier version.
Yeah.
Okay, so Charlotte, I think it could say like her business card could say like Charlotte York and then like her Instagram handle. It's like the York style or the New York style or something like that. Where... then we can like maybe then so you see her business card, you see like the title say Sex and the City 3, and then maybe it's like you see the actual like on her phone that her profile, like her Instagram profile at the York style, and she's scrolling through and you see like all these like lifestyle update pics of like her and Harry next to it, or like her trimming like a hydrangea bush, or like her like watering plants like out at their like Hamptons house, like her and her classic six with like Rose or whatever playing with toys. And so you see kind of like her scrolling her grid and get a sense of like, okay, this is what Charlotte's up to now. She has like, she has like 2 million followers and like, it's like a whole thing.
Yes.
And then it opens up. Maybe all the girls are at brunch.
Yeah. I think it zooms in on one of the pictures and then it turns into like the first real scene of the movie. So they're taking a picture and then like, you hear Lily off camera being like, mom, and they're all coming and they go over and all the girls are together for brunch.
Yeah. Cause I was even thinking like she could scroll through it and then, so you see like what her updates are. And then it kind of just, the camera widens and you see them at brunch and she's like, my new post isn't doing as well as I thought it would. And then like all the girls are there and that's like an organic way to get into like whatever they're up to now.
Yeah. They're all talking about like metrics and like random social media lingo that will like get people in and like update the movie instantly, because it's a big departure from the first movie when Carrie couldn't even operate a website.
Yeah, when she like threw her flip phone into the ocean.
Yeah, when she fully was freaking out at the library and not, she didn't know how to operate an iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, it was not, we need to like show that these ladies are up to speed now.
Yeah.
So Charlotte's like, my new post isn't getting that much likes. And maybe Samantha's like, well, did you try showing a little bit of nip? And then she's like, Samantha.
She's like fully covered from like wrist to knee to like ankle.
Yeah.
And like the row. So
yeah. She and Samantha's like, what? Sex sells. If anyone knows, I know. And then Charlotte's like, just because you like are trafficking like hot actors and actresses from your website, like, doesn't mean that you can speak on like my metrics.
I know.
And then little maybe yeah, maybe Carrie's like, excuse me, let's not use that word lightly, like.
And they're like, they all look at Miranda and she's like, I'm in the middle of a trafficking case right now.
Mm-hmm. She's like, next time someone is actually trafficked, like, clue me in. I have like 1,000 emails to respond to.
Yeah. And I'm thinking at a certain point, like, I want the real inciting incident of the movie to be one of them to receive a video of someone dying during sex on that's posted on Samantha's platform.
Okay, like a snuff film. And then the mystery is like figuring out. Okay, I love that. And then it can tie into like all their lives.
Yeah, I think that's the real through line. It's like someone dies on a video and all of them are embroiled in it.
Okay, amazing. So we're at brunch and we're just like getting caught up to speed with like where they're at. And then maybe the Met Ball's coming up. And so,
yes.
And so Carrie, and I think they're all invited at this point. Like, they're all like very successful women. They're iconic, like New York ladies, very well connected. So Carrie's like, and we haven't had a Met Ball because of COVID. So then we need to like, this can be like the first post COVID Met Gala.
It's going
to
be like a bang, like a rager.
Mm-hmm. And so Carrie's like, speaking of trafficking, like, has anyone like sent your dress, like, has your dress arrived from Milan yet or something like that? And then Samantha's like, well, that shit's locked up in the Valentino's locked up in customs, but it better get here soon. And so like, we kind of get like gab about what they're each going to wear and like how much they're looking forward to it. And then who they're arriving with, like maybe Miranda and like Amal and George are all, and Steve are like going together.
Yes.
Yeah. And like Samantha and Smith are like friendly again, I would say. And maybe mm-hmm. they're even like back together. Like they've worked out their relationship in such a way where they can like they're together, but like in an open relationship.
That's what I was just going to say. I feel like they're in an open relationship. Who is the third person that they bring? Because they're in a throuple.
Okay, yeah, they're fully in a throuple with, I mean, Bella Hadid is wanting to act.
That's perfect.
Okay, yeah, they're in a throuple with Bella Hadid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to the Met Gala with Bella.
Fully, and she's like, and she like plays into her surgery and like has like new procedures done for the Met Gala.
Bella's face is now just like full, it's like not even just a human face. Yeah, like it's gone above and beyond the call of human face duty and has become something else entirely. And I think Bella has even gone so far as like she had an arm removed and then just got a robot arm put on.
Oh, that's gonna tie in later.
We're on the same page.
The ending of the movie involves a robot arm, so it's like, what if, wait, Bella Hadid, I was like, what if they're dating little Michaela?
Okay, yeah, they're dating like, little Michaela.
No, because remember that Calvin Klein ad when Bella Hadid and little Michaela make out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so little Michaela is like full, and also I just on Instagram recently, someone had posted a photo, like a doctored photo of Lil Michaela and Jeffrey Epstein hanging out. And
I saw that, and it looks like she knew. Like holding a photo.
Yeah, it looks like someone's like, it's like exposing their partnership. So in this Sex and the City movie, Samantha and Smith are in a throuple with Lil Michaela, and Lil Michaela and somehow has ties to Jeffrey Epstein. And Bella is in the movie as well, but like just as like the Met Gala, they can be like, oh my God, it's Bella Hadid. And then you just cut to her and her face is like fully off the rails.
And they're like talking, they're like, oh, how do you know each other? And they're like, oh. Samantha's like, oh, Bella introduced us to Lil Michaela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's like,
so she's like,
people are like, how did that happen?
Yeah, like, so everyone's like excited at brunch about, like, Samantha's like, we'll be going with Lil Michaela, of course. And then Miranda's like, Carrie's like, can you please explain to me how you're in a throuple with an AI, with like an AI Instagram? And she was like, that's actually very rude. Like, it's a great relationship.
Yeah, she's like, you're being really problematic right now.
Yeah, Samantha's like, it's an amazing relationship. We love Lil Michaela. Lil Michaela loves us. And then Charlotte's like, Harry and I will be going with
someone like powerful and Jewish in the media moment. I mean, it could be like Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Is he Jewish?
Yeah, he's Jewish.
Iconic.
They're going with Andy. And what is the theme of this year's Met Gala?
Honestly, what if it's just like hashtag canceled? And they like play up on the fact that the last year's was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It's like controversial designs.
Controversial designs. Yeah. Okay. So this year's Met Gala theme is canceled.
Carrie is fully going with John Galliano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Head to toe, John Galliano. And I think it's somehow like a newspaper print gets worked in because like.
Oh, it's like a newspaper print gown with like a tricorn like Captain Crunch hat in like a newspaper print.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Margiela, so it's like even more meta.
Yeah, and like there are weird cutouts and like one long sleeve, like it's like all the proportions are like wild.
Yeah, she like fully comes in like bound from like head to foot. Mm-hmm. She's like hobbling. She like someone brings her in on a dolly.
And they just like kind of place her on the red carpet and she takes like little tiny baby steps all around. Yeah. And then they like dolly her back up the stairs.
They just like roll her up the stairs. Yeah.
Yeah. So we cut to like, I think we get like a big getting ready montage or something. And then lo and behold, it's the first night of the Met Gala.
Yes, this is perfect.
And everyone's arriving. It's like the who's who of fashion, film, tech, like Grimes and Elon Musk are there. Lady Gaga arrive, like Grimes and Elon Musk like arrive in that like tank car that he designed.
Yeah, and guess who's driving? The baby.
The baby. And what could be more canceled than letting a baby drive your car? And
actually,
everyone loves it.
The baby actually arrives like in a SpaceX rocket ship.
Yeah, you hear like a blast and then a baby arrives, like maybe in the first ever Uber hover car.
Yeah,
the first ever flying car, like, and the SpaceX baby is Uber. Just dropped onto the red carpet and like crawls up the stairs, and it's like truly a mind-blowing moment for everyone because they've never had a baby at the Met Gala before.
Yeah,
and this is like the first year.
Like, this is the first year that Beyonce hasn't gone last because she knows she can't one-up this moment.
Yeah, like, the baby is the last person to arrive. And
for sure.
And it really is, like, everyone's like, wow, this is a rebirth. Like, we're in a new era. Like, there's a baby at the Met Gala.
Yeah, and it's, like, being, like, the theme
wearing, like, a Dior diaper.
Fully, like, Maria Grazia
mm-hmm.
has, like, a Dior Trattoir print.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, carrying, like, a tiny little baby-sized saddlebag.
And, like, as it crawls up the steps, it's just, like, perfectly kind of, like, plump. And you just get this, like, baby. It's, like, so angelic and beautiful. And everyone's like, God, little X. Like, this is a real stunning moment.
Yeah.
And, like, you see, before little X gets dropped off in the hover car, you see, like, Samantha arrives with Smith and Lil Michaela, and they do their thing, and they fully, like, do a three-way kiss on the red carpet. And Samantha's whole thing is, like, normalizing sex and sexuality, like, as just being, like, it's in your face and it's totally fine. So they're, like, groping each other in front of all the cameras. Miranda shows up with, like, the Clooneys. Who is she wearing?
I think she's wearing, oh my God, who's like an up-and-coming designer? maybe she's like a recent CFDA winner. Maybe she's wearing like Christopher John Rogers.
Okay. I don't know or, who like, that is, but I love it. Or like J.W. Anderson. All the yes. fashion heads know. Yeah. Miranda's fashion head to toe Loewe.
She's fully wearing Loewe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Loewe collaboration with like a human rights organization. Because they used to have their shows at the UNESCO Heritage Site in Paris.
Oh, okay.
So this is perfect. It's like, because, and they did like this collaboration with this AIDS art, like AIDS activist and artist named David Wanarovich. So it's like fully like J.W. Anderson, Loewe with like Malala.
Okay. This is a full circle moment.
Yeah.
Charlotte shows up with Andy. And who's she wearing? I feel like she's wearing like Carolina Herrera or like Oscar de la Renta.
She's wearing like vintage Donna Karan.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then we're inside the Met Gala for like the first time ever. Like we're boots on the ground and it's like a fantastic event. You have like a lot of celebrity cameos, like shit's getting wild. And then maybe it's midway through the Met Gala that you get the like New York Times news alert that a snuff video was just like posted on.
Yeah.
Only Sam's.
Yeah. Only Sam's. Oh my God. Ah! Yes. It's like fully just ripping off OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's killed OnlyFans.
It's just like slaughtered OnlyFans. Yeah.
Yeah. Because everyone's like jump ship.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's like OnlyFans like wasn't okay. Like it gave platforms to like the wrong people. And like, this is really the people's like amateur porn.
And like the follow-up New York Times article to the video is like, first OnlyFans was canceled. What about Only Sam's?
What will the future of Only Sam's be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the website is like temporarily taken down because of this.
Yeah. So
it's being investigated by the FBI and people are, the content creators are freaking out.
Freaking out. Okay. So we get, like, everyone gets alerted that there's been, like, a horrific murder. And not only was there a murder, it was, like, posted on Only Sam's. And yeah. So, like, and it's in the middle of the Met Gala we find this out. So, yeah. Sam, like,
editors are passing out. Like, Philip Picardi from Teen, formerly of Teen Vogue, is, like, he, like, hits his head on, like, a marble statue.
Mm-hmm. And then someone's, like, to Samantha, they're, like, you should really get out of here. And then, yeah. So she and Smith and Lil Michaela, like, hustle out.
They like, she's like, hey, and Elon just throws her the keys to the Cybertruck.
Yes. And I think actually Lil Michaela breaks up with both of them on the spot. She's like I can't canceled. Be with you guys. You're canceled. Like, I'm staying. She decides actually to stay at the Met Gala. And
she's live streaming an apology video on her Instagram as it's happening.
Yeah. She's like, I'm so sorry. I just want you guys to know that I've broken up with them. We are no longer in contact. Like, I will not have those kinds of toxic people in my life. Yes, and yes. That's like, as Samantha's coming up to her and she's like, you ready to go? And she's like, who are you? Like, we're done. And then she's like, This is the woman. Like, and then tries to like expose Samantha. And then Samantha's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And like, is like getting out of there. She takes the key.
Like a robot arm. And then she like goes full circle with the Calvin Klein ad and like her and Bella Hadid kiss again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bella sidles up to her and she's like, yeah, they have like a kiss on Lil Michaela's thing and they are now together.
Beautiful.
And they like re-meet and have a meet cute at the Met Gala and they're like the new Met Gala it couple
on Instagram Live during a murder scandal.
Yeah. So Samantha and Smith like get the keys from Elon and take the hover car and like hover over to like the helicopter landing pad on her like gorgeous high-rise apartment penthouse.
Beautiful.
And they like hunker down to do like damage control. I think like the Met Gala, like, continues. They just, like, wanted Samantha gone because it's, like, bad PR. And then we see everyone leaving. And then I think Miranda maybe gets a call or, like, a tip in from someone that says, like, this is linked
to a sex trafficking ring.
Yeah, like, maybe Miranda and Carrie are sitting together at the Met Gala at one point and, like, they each get a separate tip that's, like,
yes.
It seems to be linked to like so and so. And they're both like,
this is perfect.
Yeah. They're like, we should look into this.
I see them being linked.
Yeah. And they would want to like, they would want to do detective work together. Like that's like, they work really well together. Carrie and Miranda are like, did you see this? And they kind of swap emails at that point. And they're like, okay. And Miranda's like, come to the office tomorrow and like, let's meet on this officially. And Carrie's like, okay, great. And they each get in their own limos and like, they like buzz off.
Yeah.
And I think at this Met Gala, randomly, like, both Kushners are there. And, like, Charlotte's walking out of the Met Gala with, like, Ivanka, Carly, and, like, the Kushner brothers.
Yeah.
And maybe and, Miranda like, and Carrie look over and they're like, should we say bye to Charlotte? And they look over and they're like, we'll text her. And they just get in the car and go.
Yeah, they just go, yikes.
Yikes.
And, like, Carly Claus is just, like, fully 6'9", just, like, stumbling.
And Carly, like, misinterpreted the theme again and is wearing, like, a really unfortunate dress.
Yeah.
And then the next day, yeah, what's happening the next day? Like, we see...
I feel like there's just headlines. Like, it shows just headlines. Like, you see Carrie, like, put her newsprint dress up in her closet. And then it, like, zooms in and there's just, like, headlines. There's a lot of, like, utilizing objects and like making them for scene transitions.
I love that. That's perfect. So we find out like this girl, was it the girl that we saw in the beginning? This girl was murdered. Like the girl that was kind of taken by the hand and led into this like weird dungeon techno underground lair.
Maybe. I feel like in my brain, it's just like, we never see the girl's face. Like, what we see is her, like, having sex with this guy. And she's, like, this brunette. She's just, like, a random brunette. Like,
okay,
not a redhead, just, like, a standard girl. Super anonymous, like, no tattoos. And you can't tell how old she is. You can't tell where she's from, what race she is. She just, like, has, like, straight brown hair. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, riding this guy, and he, like, dies. She's, like, choking him.
Oh, so she kills him.
Yeah, she kills him.
Okay.
And it's, like, hard to see him because he's, like, wearing, like, a gimp mask.
Wow. And so
it's like heavy BDSM and like crazy. It goes from like, oh, okay, this is like kinky to like, oh, he's fully being like killed.
Yeah. He struggles for a long time and then is killed. And then how does she like stab him then at the end just to really show everyone that she's like killed him? Or we just know like he was strangled?
I think maybe she just like opens his wallet and like goes through all of his stuff and is like looking. And it's like, that will come back in later into play. Cause the police can like zoom in on who this man was and be like, do this stupid, like enhance thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe she has blonde hair. And then she, after he's dead, she takes it off. It's a wig and she's a brunette underneath.
I think she takes off his mask to show like, it's kind of like, yeah, he's fully dead. Like his tongue is like he's like gone.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
She rifles through his wallet and then that's like the end of the video. And I think maybe we cut to like we're in Samantha's penthouse. Smith is doing like push-ups and his like workout for the day with like a mirror trainer, like one of those mirror fitness things.
Yeah.
And Samantha has been sent by like the other like board of investors for Only Sam's. They've all now watched this video. And they're like, and we see the video from like Samantha's perspective. Like she's watching it on like an iPad at the kitchen table.
And she's like freaking out because for as like problematic as that might be of like her kind of coercing so many like young people into really becoming like superstars for her like monetary gain. Cause she's made like tens of millions of dollars, like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And she's like shocked. Like she's crying.
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest platform. Like it supersedes like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter as like the new star making social media website. Yeah. That is fully just based on like sex.
And she's like, what am I going to do? Like, and her board meeting, like you don't see any of their faces, but you hear their voices, but they're all like on TV news when it's like, hello, and all you hear is just like different voices. And it says like what country they're from.
And I think also like the website has now been shut down for 12 hours or something. Like, it could be like 8 a.m. And then at 8 p.m. it was like shut down right when this video was uploaded. Yeah. And she's like, in the 12 hour, like, we hear one voice and they're like, in the 12 hours that this website has been shut down, like, we've lost out on like $300 million of revenue. Yeah. Like, we're
bleeding out. Like, it's a publicly traded company and they've lost stock options. They've been like went down like 25 points.
Yeah, everything is feeling like we have to figure out like how to get this up and running. And I think also it's like they have to now like interface with like the FBI and the government to like and pay fines and like figure out how to like get this back up. So they're just like fully scrambling.
She's like pushed into like illicit means of like gaining back her power. Mm-hmm. She's so power hungry. She's like fully pushed to like become like a real criminal.
Maybe they get a message that's like, your website is now, they're like, it's under investigation review for the next 2 weeks. And at this rate, we're bleeding $300 million a day.
Yeah, like, vote you out of your own company.
Yeah. And if it's not back up in 2 weeks, like, we're you will be voted you. Out. Yeah. Like, and like, you will no longer have, like, whatever. Because maybe we find out in the past she like vetoed some sort of.
Yeah.
Like, screening process algorithm. I don't know. But they're like, they basically are exercising their options to like push her out.
And we hear like one lone voice and it's like still like blurry. Like, it's like a robot voice. And it just says like, I'm so bored of this. Like, I'm tired of threatening you. If you don't get this done, like, I will personally come find you. And so she's like running for her life.
So now it's like a lot of like dark, it's like really like,
this movie's like a psychological thriller.
Okay, great. So she's now getting her life threatened, like,
yeah, by one lone investor that's like so powerful. Like, she, you don't see who it is, but she looks down and she just like, her eyes widen and like Kim Cattrall just delivers like a single tear.
Okay, so not only is her company like a huge source of revenue, but it also is like the kind of dark company that like someone will put a hit on you if you like lose money for them.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone knows that. Everyone on the board knows that. Samantha knows that. And that was like a risk everyone took going into it.
Like, there's like blood.
They're like the order of the sisterhood says, like, because you violated the order.
It's all women. Yeah. It's all women. Like, it's hashtag girl bosses.
Yeah, it's girl boss central. And they're like, because you violated the order of the sisterhood, like, we now not only like do you have to get it back up and running in 2 weeks, but if you don't, like, I will personally come and end your life.
Yeah.
Gratefully, she's like, and gladly. And then Samantha does like a single tear. And then they're like, do you understand? She's like, of course. And they cut off, and then she takes her like coffee mug and she's like, fuck, and throws it through the window.
No, she throws it through Smith's mirror trainer. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Can you like, stop working out for once in your life?
Yeah. And he gets a text like on his Apple Watch, and it's like the subject line is just like, do you understand? And the sender name, it's not a name, it's just the robot arm emoji. And we're like, oh, is it Bella Hadid?
Yeah. And so his life is now threatened too. It's basically like, if you fuck up in whatever order of the sisterhood of like insanely rich female investors in tech, like, you and your beloved will both be slaughtered. So like, so like, Samantha and Smith's lives are in danger. They basically have 2 weeks to save it. I think we then cut to like Carrie and Miranda in the office.
And there's like papers just flying. They're like, eating pizza. Like,
assistants are bringing in like coffee for them and trying to like set up like cheese plates and stuff. And they're like, there's a huge like Homeland style cork board with like pictures and strings. Amazing. That they're starting
and, like strings. Yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe like, maybe Miranda's like, we have been following a case similar to this, but there have been international instances of these snuff films that have popped up in different countries over the last 6 months. And yeah. this is the only one that's broken through on like some sort of mainstream social media platform. But like these other ones have been put on our radar, and it's like a, it's the same thing that happens every time. And so we see like screenshots of all this, and it's like the same kind of thing where like a woman is like just riding the fuck out of a gimp and then strangles him to death, pulls the mask off to show that he's dead, and then rifles through his wallet. And like,
yeah.
And she's like, so this seems to be like, I don't know if it's the same person. It's like we cannot ID this like
yeah
killer.
She like always like, rips a wig off, and mm-hmm. it's like a brunette girl. And they're like, is this the same? Like who knows?
Is she? Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that like in one of the videos, she rips off a wig and then it's a brunette girl. And then she rips that wig off and it's still mm-hmm. a brunette girl.
Yeah. And so it's just like, it's really like, they're like mystery.
They know they're being watched and they're like fucking with whoever's watching them.
Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to like, Miranda's like, this is now something I've been working on, like, or it's just been on my radar for a long time, but we just didn't know like how connected it was. But now obviously this, whoever is doing this is like trying to reach a larger audience, and like,
yeah.
what, like, we don't know what they're trying to say. We don't know what they're trying to prove, like, but we just know that it's happening and it's like going to continue to happen.
Amazing. And Miranda has an assistant. Who do you think it should be? I'm like, I'm thinking like Bowen Yang.
Yeah.
Like he really needs his like his huge platform in a movie like that.
Yeah, he comes in and like he's like great. He's like great comedic relief, but also like serious when needed.
Yeah, because he can explain like what the hell is going on, and like has that like millennial lingo.
Mm-hmm.
As Carrie's constantly stumbling.
Yeah. So like, and he's the one like kind of explaining to Miranda and Carrie, like as exactly. they sit back, like he will step in and be like, okay, so this, this, and this, and here's what we know. Here's what we don't know.
Yeah. And then at a certain point he says like all these, like he's like TikTok, da da da, and they're like watching. And then you just look back and they're like, eyes are just wide and they don't know what's going on. They're like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they look at each other and just go, yikes.
Yeah. And then maybe there's a moment where it's like Carrie makes an offhand comment. She's like, I still don't know how to like upload stuff on TikTok. And Miranda's like,
yeah, she's like, what's for you?
Yeah. Like what? I don't hashtag for you. And then that could be a good cut to Lily.
Amazing.
Doing like making a TikTok video like in her bedroom at Charlotte's like Classic Six, and she's like uploading it, and we see that she has like millions of TikTok followers.
Yeah, she has like 4.1 million followers.
Mm-hmm. And she's just like blowing up on TikTok.
Yeah, she's like breaking down how problematic JoJo Siwa is, and then like instantly just going into like, this is why Marxism is important.
Mm-hmm. She's like capitalist pig JoJo Siwa, like
yeah,
her out. Yeah. And then like she's like JoJo Siwa, no no Siwa, and like puts like a line through her face and like does a little dance, and then like
she does like the savage dance.
Yeah. And then like she uploads that, and we see her like kind of put her phone down in her room, is just like very teenage, like, but like also, you know, very like communist kind of propaganda all, like, vintage all around.
That she's like maybe imported, which is like negating her point, but she's still learning.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's 13, so she's got a ways to go. Yeah. And then she goes, maybe she like walks out of her bedroom, and Charlotte and Harry are like having a meeting with someone in the dining room.
Yeah. Like they, you see them, but you see the guy, or is it a woman, like facing away from the camera, but you see the back of their head, and it's like a woman with like short hair,
mm-hmm.
dark short hair. And you're like,
who is knowing
the PR on this movie, you're like, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like making a deal of some sort. And like Harry like has his head in his hands. He like can't believe what's going on. I don't know what they're talking about though. I wonder, maybe they're talking about what the incident was, because they're also involved.
Yeah, they're also involved, but I feel like their involvement is like on the other side. Like they have something to do with like
Yes.
These murders have something to do with them. And it's like very, they might be the bad guys in all of this.
Yeah. And at one point, like Harry just like slams his hands on the table and he's like, you can't, you can't do this. You can't ask for this.
Yeah.
And Charlotte like puts her hand on his hand and like pushes it down. She's like, this is what we agreed to.
Yeah.
All those years ago.
When will enough be enough? When will enough? And maybe Charlotte says that. And maybe at that moment you actually see Lily walk out and she's like, can you guys keep it down? Like, I'm trying to film a lot of content. Like, you're really like messing it up for me.
Yeah.
And you see Charlotte being like, no problem, sweetie. Like, love you so much. And then Lily goes back in her room. She doesn't understand that bad under the table deals are being made.
Yeah. And like Charlotte like swings her hand around and like accidentally knocks down a picture of her, Harry, and Rose and like falls to the ground and shatters. And she's like, and that's like foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So then we cut back to Samantha. And like Samantha is now... Is she like being chauffeured somewhere? Like
she's like on a private jet to Berlin.
I love it. Yeah. She's like,
she like gets off the plane and immediately goes to Berghain to like hide for like 4 days. She's like gets fucked up for like 4 days.
She's trying to like figure out, she's just trying to get her website back up and running.
Yeah, while also, like, evading potential murder. So she's like, what do I do? What do I do?
So maybe she's also just trying to, like, get more money or, like, find some, like, huge investor, like, find different investors and do, like, a corporate, like, organize a corporate takeover.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's, like, trying to find the board members that weren't on the call.
Yeah, or like she's leveraging her human her relationships because she's like a PR queen. Like,
yeah.
She's leveraging relationships and she's like, what do I do? And like, who can I find to override this? And like the person who would be able to override that is obviously a man.
Yeah. And I think she now, like, that the organization of the sisterhood has turned against her. She's now going to lean on the people that love her the perhaps the most, the gays. And so now she's going to like everyone she knows in like the LGBTQ community to like the most powerful people to like get them on her side to
just like evil rich gays.
Yeah. To take over and like fight the organization of the sisterhood.
Yeah. So there'll be like maybe an army of gays by the end of this.
So she flies to Berlin first, obviously, and goes to Berghain and like gets really fucked up, but then is like meeting with like really power gays that are also she
comes up from like snorting something or sucking something and like looks up and she's like, oh, hey. And it's like, which gay is standing there?
Which gay? It's like Anderson Cooper. And then, like, later they're in, like, a dark corner, like, smoking cigs and, like, chatting. And so, Samantha, you just hear her being like, and it's just such a mess. And I wish there was a way to get out of it. You know what I mean? And, like, he's like, well, you have, like, he's like, you know, we go way back. And, like, I have your back when it comes to anything. Like, I think what you've done is amazing and the platform and the space. And, like, it's horrible that someone hijacked it and used it for, like, bad purposes.
And she just goes, how can you have my back when you're always on yours?
And he's like, oh, Samantha, stop.
Yeah. As he like swats the dick away.
Yeah. So I think the exciting thing too about this movie is that we get to see Samantha go into like a lot of different situations. Like,
yes.
And then coerce like Power Gaze to like have her back through all of
beautiful.
This. So like her next stop is RuPaul's ranch in Wyoming.
She's like with Anderson.
Yeah, she's like, let's go. So then she's gathering like an army of gays to like fight the organization of the sisterhood. Getting the gays to fight the girl bosses.
And gays versus girl bosses.
Gays versus girl bosses.
That's really good. And
she's like, I might not get this company back up and running, but I'm certainly not dying at the hands of Sophia Maruso. And so she's like...
Sophia Maruso is fully like a multi-billionaire, like evil queen.
So then she's like flies on the jet with Anderson and goes to RuPaul's ranch.
They're like walking through an oil field.
Mm-hmm. There's like workers just like fracking away. There's
Someone just gets like blown up, and she's like, "Oh, it's like not on my Birkin."
So dangerous, but these oil guys are hot, Ru, and like they
This is old Celine. She like throws her like python luggage tote and she like, it's like pristine, but like worn. Like it's very like Olsen-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And she like, he's like, honey, like, what do you think? What do you think I need from you? And she like pulls out this vial. It's like big vial, and it's like a vial of her blood.
Wow.
And she's like exchanging her blood
for access to RuPaul's oil money.
Yeah. And he's like, and he like puts it in his like in this like gold fridge, because that's mm-hmm. how he stays young. He gets like vampire facials from like young fertile women.
Yeah. And so she and Rue, like, she's now gotten like Rue on her side, and like he's down to like throw a bunch of like oil money behind the cause of Sam's. Yeah. So then I think we cut back to like Carrie and Miranda, and maybe like Carrie's writing, like maybe we see Carrie in her apartment writing. And I think in this movie, it's safe to say like Big is just like gone and out of the picture.
Oh, I was fully like, I was excited to kill him off, but this got so much better that I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Like, I think, yeah, he's dead, or like, and it really is like a non-issue, and like, it's so not the focus, but Carrie got to keep the apartment, obviously. And she like inherited like, all his money, and like, it's been a great twist for her.
She's gone like, so you remember, she's used to be so anal retentive. Like, she didn't she like fart in bed and was like so afraid of like
mm-hmm.
Big finding out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like at this point, she's like, he wouldn't let me peg him.
Mm-hmm.
I had to break it off. And then he like died quickly after.
Yeah, they like had another fight about the TV, and then it was like he was dead, and she was like, well, it was meant to be. So she's like typing away on her laptop furiously, and she's now like, she's I think maybe just like blogging or keeping people like fully up to speed on like this horrific murder that took place,
because she thinks it has to do with Epstein.
Yeah. And she's like,
she just doesn't mind.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they got even a tip like called into Miranda's office that was like, you should look into like the connections here.
Amazing.
So Carrie's like writing and like blowing things up, and I think she might get a death threat that comes in, and someone's like, you better stop like looking into this. Like,
yeah,
sticking your head where it doesn't belong.
She gets a text. Robot arm. It's like, I don't think you understand who you're messing with.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, whoa. And like,
she's
screenshots
like, she's
it.
Like, Bella. She's like, is this Bella?
Is this Bella? And there's, like,
and there's a picture just gets sent back. Maybe it's like a blurry photo, or it's like a close up photo of the guy's face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could be next.
Yeah. This could be you.
And she's just like, what the fuck? She screenshots and sends, sends to Miranda, or like frantically calls Miranda and is like, I'm getting like these threats. Like, what the hell? And Miranda's like, I am too. And they're like, whoever this is, like somehow knows us, or like knows of us.
Yeah. So they bring the evidence back, and they're like working with the FBI, because mm-hmm.
They fly to FBI headquarters then.
Yeah.
Or maybe like they both get knocks on the each, like as they're texting and Carrie is really scared, there's like a on the door and she's like, ah! And then that opens the door and it's the head of the FBI played by Pam Grier.
Oh, yes.
And she is like fully the number, the like head of all the FBI. And she's like Carrie Bradshaw. Or maybe it's like FBI, like officers or whatever, and they're like, "Are you Carrie Bradshaw?" And they're like, "You're coming with us." Like, and they whisk her off to like Virginia,
the headquarters.
Yeah, to the headquarters. And then Miranda's also taken from her office. Yeah, and they're both taken to the headquarters, and maybe they end up being like in the same room, and that's when Pam Grier comes in, and she's like, "We had to." She's like, it became clear to us that that your lives are in danger and we've been monitoring you because like we monitor everyone and everything and we want to work with you to solve this case. We think it stretches like above and beyond, like bigger than you could ever imagine.
And she's like, but she's like interrogating Carrie at first, like interrogating her.
Yeah.
And she's like slams her hand down on the table, another hand slam. And then we just hear the door open and she's like, Mom. You hear, Mom, stop it. And walking up behind her is one of Carrie's lesbian assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And who is it played by? I'm like, Sasha Lane, Zoe Kravitz.
I like Sasha Lane.
I like Sasha Lane. That's like going from like indie darling to like blockbuster craziness.
Yeah, I want to see her in like a huge budget movie.
Me too. Being the like lesbian FBI daughter of Pam Grier.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think at first Pam Grier's like interrogating Carrie and like being like, what do you know? And even when Carrie got like apprehended and taken to FBI headquarters, she's like, ooh. And we get like a packing montage of her packing like really like good suits. Like she's just wears all suits when she's working like with the FBI.
She's wearing like pants, like Issey Miyake pants, but she's rewearing in the interrogation scene the white wedding vest from her marriage to Big at City Hall.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a good fact.
Yeah, with a pant. And then like she'll do like some slouchy suits, some more structured like McQueen suits, and like we get like some Burberry trenches, like Riccardo Tisci era Burberry, and like
crystals.
Yeah, covered in crystals. Like it's very like we get like a series of FBI looks from Carrie.
We
Bradshaw.
Get like custom Phoebe Philo, and she at this point she's not even at another label. Like she's just doing custom consultation costumes for the movie.
Yeah, and so Carrie finally, it's like Pam gets to the bottom of the fact that like Carrie and Miranda are good guys. They're not, they're like all working towards the same goal. So then they all come together and they're like, okay, we're going to like work on this together. And maybe they give them a piece of information. Do they tell them that like we have our sources tell us that one of your good friends is behind all of this violence?
Yeah.
And then maybe like, they're like, oh my God, Samantha?
Or they're like, fuck, Samantha. Like, how could she?
And Pam goes, no. And throws a photo on the thing. And it's Charlotte.
It's Charlotte.
Yeah.
She's like arm in arm with the guy who, like, it's like a picture. She throws a picture of Charlotte. And it's her, like, linked arms with a guy. And you're like, who is that? And then she throws another picture down. And it's the picture from Carrie's phone of the dead guy's face, and it's the same guy.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
And you're like, they're like, oh, yikes.
Yikes.
I'm just gonna, and Pam Grier at that point, because they do it a third time, she's like, what the fuck?
Okay, I love this. So basically now Pam Grier is like, we're going to need you to wear wires. Like, you're going to have to get a confession out of your friend. Like, she's so impenetrable. She's, like, powerful. But, like, you guys have brunch with her all the time. Like, you go way back. Like, she trusts you. And they're like, how do you know that she's, like, in on this? And that, and, like, she's like, we don't exactly, but we do. We don't, but we do. And we need you guys to figure, to like link it all together.
Yes.
So now they have to, like, basically entrap Charlotte.
Yeah. While wondering where the hell Samantha is.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we cut to Samantha, and she's in, like, a plane full of, like, power gays, lesbians, trans community, like, is all gathered up. Like, yeah. Trace Lissette's there. Like, literally any visible, like, LGBTQ person is, like, on Samantha's power jet.
Yes. Trace Lissette is fully just, like, canceling Jamila Jamil on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. She's coming for her. They're like, who's next? They're like, this game is fun. They're playing like Twitter cancel, where they just like choose one person and then like slowly, yeah, like all eviscerate them.
They're like, all you see is like the backs of people's heads, and then people are like, all in favor, and just hands raise.
Woo! And then, yeah. And so maybe they touch down. Where do they go? I think Samantha has like a compound somewhere. Like in Aspen or something like that.
In Vail.
Yeah, in Vail. And they all go to like Samantha's compound.
It's the most diversity Vail has ever seen.
Yeah, it's like shocking. They don't even like, the residents of Vail couldn't even handle it. So they all just like hustle into SUVs and then like low key.
Yeah.
Because they have to be like so quiet about it. Otherwise the Vail residents will like blow up their spot.
There's a mass exodus.
Mm-hmm. So they all like hunker down in Samantha's like 40 bedroom Vail compound. And they're like, how do we, they're like, between us all, they're like, betwixt us all, we have like a collective like $1 trillion. And they're like, what will it take to like buy out the girl? And maybe they Samantha's like, they're now sitting in a huge boardroom all around like a conference table, and Samantha presses like play on a video thing, and then you see all the girl bosses pop up on screens, like there's like a wall of screens and every girl boss is on the screen, and then like Samantha and her like gay squad are on the other screens, and Samantha's like, she's like, well, ladies, you underestimated me. You thought that you could threaten me and I'd just roll over and die. Think again. And then she's like, I've gathered a team for a corporate takeover. Let's negotiate. Like, what will it cost to get Only Sam's, wrench it from your hands and get it back up where it belongs?
Yeah, there's like 12 seats. One is empty. It's not explained why. Just one is
of
empty.
The girl and she's bosses? Like,
yeah, she's like, fuck. Okay. Cause she's like, you see her like freak out. Also, I think in the background, you should see like a whiteboard that says like cancel Jeff Bezos. And it's alluded to the fact that they were going to put their $1 trillion toward like destroying Jeff Bezos. And instead they're using that money to like revive Samantha's career.
Yeah. They're like, well, we're going to push pause on the Jeff Bezos destruction campaign.
And like they have the power and they're just like, fuck it. No.
Yeah. And like, so then I think the girl bosses, it's like you have Sophia Maruso, you have Emily Weiss, Audrey Gelman.
Allison Roman is like the newest inductee.
Allison Roman's on the Girl Boss Squad.
And Chrissy Teigen, that's why they're fighting.
Chrissy Teigen, yeah. Marie Kondo is also on the Girl Boss Squad.
That's why she never came for her, because she knew that Marie Kondo is a senior member and she would kill her. Marie Kondo.
Screaming. And then I think we also have like on Samantha's team is like RuPaul, Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, Trace Lissette,
Ryan Murphy,
of course. Shonda Rhimes is on Team Girl Boss.
Fully.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like Sarah Paulson and
Sarah Paul Paulson
are on the gay squad.
Yeah, they're on the gay squad. Leah Delario is on the gay squad.
Like Kristen Stewart, even they're like bisexual.
Kristen Stewart,
they're
for
like bisexual.
Sure.
Come,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the huge bi community shows out.
Yeah, because it's like that's the majority of the community anyway. So it's like, hello, this movie is about bi representation.
Mm-hmm. So Kristen Stewart, and so it's a real face off, and everyone's like, and Samantha's like, what's it going to take? And they're like, Samantha, you will never, like, you think we'll cower to your demands, laughs Shonda, and she's like, we will never turn over for you. And then basically they tell Samantha, like, there's, you will not win this war, and like, death is coming.
Yeah.
They're like, now, you've wasted.
Like, it's like become like an all-out battle. Like, everyone is on the chopping block.
Yeah. They're like, you've wasted 10 days gathering this crew, this like hobnob crew of gays. Good luck. And then they and just it's, like click. Turn off. Yeah. And everyone's
she,
like.
She like turns around. She like screams. And someone's like, honey, that's why I'm gay. If I had to hear that every day, fucking off myself. It's Ryan Murphy.
Yeah. He's like, please.
Someone just like slaps him. Like India Moore just slaps him.
Yeah. So then they're like, we really have to come up with like a game plan. They're like, are they going to like, they're going to kill you. Like, it sounds like they're going to kill you no matter where you are. Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah. And they're like, where can we go to like make this happen? We can't just stay here. They know where we are.
Yeah, they're gonna have to like, they're like, how do we get this back? Like, there's only one way to like, there's the only way now to like wrestle back control of only Sam's would be, I guess, to like hack into the mainframe.
That's what I was just gonna say. They have to take back the server.
Yeah, they're gonna have to like go find like do a server takeover and like hack.
Guess where the server is?
Where?
In Tel Aviv.
Oh my God! Yes. Fire up the jet. We're going to Tel Aviv. And then this is our like overseas like travel moment. We touch down in Tel Aviv and then Samantha is like, everyone's in SUVs to like a gorgeous like beachside compound.
Yeah.
And we need like a hacker or like someone to play like.
Like a hacker gay.
Maybe India Moore is the.
Hacker
also like a crazy background as a hacker. She is,
I mean,
like, the
that's
hacker.
Like an amazing, they're an amazing non-binary person, so it's like, of course, like, duh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so like they all land. I think we have just like some lifestyle porn because we need a little glitz and glamour, so we see like everyone sunning on the beach and it is like a fun vacay. It's like a work play balance where they like have a beach day. Samantha and India like sidebar and figure out like how they're going to break into the server that night and like what
and like simultaneously cause an uprising in the West Bank so that the Palestinians can be free. Like, the movie like can't not address that, but it's like,
yeah, oh yeah, yeah. No, this is like a fully we're fully like solving the crisis. Yeah.
And I'm saying this like, I build this into the movie because I think the movie is so wrong that it's right and so right that it's wrong, because it's trying so hard to be woke that they like have a total blind spot to the Palestinian conflict. That's not my personal opinion. I'm just like, Samantha doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. And I think that her and her entire gay squad, like, they're personally going to break into the server together. Like, they're not
they're
even
physically going to break in like Zoolander style.
They're now paying like Israeli operatives or whatever, like private hire to kind of back them up and help this takeover.
Yeah.
Happen.
Because Samantha, she's like, who's the last key? Like, obviously all these people are so well connected, but like, who can I contact? And she's like looking at her phone. And by this point, she like has like a pink razor burner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fully downgraded because she's like no smartphone technology, but she still gets like a robot arm emoji text every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's like, emojis, how are they even on here? But she's like, do I contact Charlotte? Yes or no? Because she doesn't know at this point, like, how involved Charlotte is.
Yeah, but I think Charlotte is the missing person on the girl boss panel. Because Maybe. The York style, like, is now like a juggernaut lifestyle brand. Okay, so they're going to take over the servers.
Mm-hmm.
And then encrypt them to where they can, like, reboot only Sam's.
And it's like under their control.
Kick everyone, board members, company owners out. And it's just like a full blown hostile take. It's never been done before. It's not even really legal, but like somehow. And I think like Bowen, this is where Samantha's assistant can, or no. Well, he can explain it to like Miranda and Carrie because somehow they get looped into this too. And then, yeah, maybe we have Samantha be like, who do I need to call? And then she's like, I'll call Carrie because I actually haven't talked to her in a while. And like, I would love to like catch up. So then she calls Carrie, who happens to be with like Miranda, and then they talk. And I guess Samantha just like tells them what's going on because she like trusts them and their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, listen, I know who is part of this. Like they both say it at the same time when they say Charlotte's name.
Oh, yes. And but prior to that, I'm like, why would Samantha tell Carrie and Miranda? But I think Miranda's also Samantha's like personal lawyer. So like, and so she mm-hmm. calls Miranda and she's like, question, if I were to tell you that I was in Israel right now, about to break into the servers and perform a hostile takeover of my own company, would that be legal? And like, then Miranda has to like explain, like, it somehow is explained that like, even though it's never been done, there are a series of loopholes have come about in such a way that it actually is like legal.
Yeah. She's like, I know about this because I try and break through to him every day. And in the process, I've learned a lot about the web. And she's learned so much from Brady.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah, like, Brady.
Yeah. Cause he's like, he's become like an incel hacker. So he's like tech god, even though he like is at odds with her goals.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, what do I do? And she's like, Samantha, do I make the ultimate choice and like forego my like feminist leanings and utilize him as a weapon against the girl bosses and like use his incel rage?
Yeah. She's like, this could be, she's like, I haven't talked to my son like in months really. And haven't been able to connect with him. But if there's one person that I know that could do this for you, it's him.
And Samantha's like, he might be destroyed in the process. And she's like, maybe he'll be reborn. And Carrie's like, just like fully furiously like writing everything down.
Yeah. So I guess they like, Samantha's like, I'll send a jet for him. Make sure he's at the airport at like, make sure he's at Teterboro at like 5 p.m. Yes. There'll be a jet waiting for him.
Just like him on a jet alone.
Yeah.
And he's on a jet alone by himself again. He's like never, he's always alone.
And we see Brady, like this is the first time we ever see him. And then, the first time he's even mentioned in the movie. And so we see like Brady, like a skinny little like redhead guy with like a briefcase, like waiting on the tarmac, like going up into a jet. And then he just immediately starts like setting up his computer on the plane.
It's fully an emaciated Dane DeHaan who's like become the next Christian Bale.
Yes, this is Dane DeHaan's. We're ready for him like to come back again, because he really, like when we thought he was going to pop off, he like didn't quite in the right way. So now this is like his return.
Yeah. He's
and
like,
I think
emaciated.
We get like a big, set piece of the movie, and to show how powerful Brady is. When Dane, aka Brady, is on the plane and he has his like whole little computer set up, they're like, you see like a plane take off and he sets up his computer, and then like a flight attendant comes by, or you hear like the pilot be like, Mr. Hobbs, we've reached like a cruising altitude of 32,000 feet. Like we should be touched down in Tel Aviv at like, you know, 4:45 a.m. or something like that. And then you see the plane like lurch to the side and like go around, and you realize that Brady is hacked into the mainframe of the airplane, and he's like, that may be what you think, but I think we could get there a little faster, don't you? Yeah. And then like Brady just like flies the plane just like to flex on everyone.
Yeah.
But you just see like how vast his hacking powers are.
He diverts it and he like, you see like someone come in with like a blue latex glove and they just like snap it, and the scene ends. Because in my mind, the moment he steps off the plane, he's like covered in bandages and he's fully had like Chad surgery on the plane.
Oh my God. So he has that plane flown around for hours and hours until it's almost out of gas, so he can get Chad surgery on the plane and then touch down as like a different person.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I love this. So the plane finally lands. We hear like days have gone by, and Samantha's like, where's Brady? Like the plane, like, And then we find out, like, people flight radar lost connection with, like, a private jet. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Okay, here's, this is what's great for Samantha, is that the girl boss squad doesn't know that Samantha's already touched down in Tel Aviv. So they think that Samantha's plane went missing somewhere over the Atlantic. And they think that their job is done.
For a moment, they're like, they feel free. They're like, it's fine.
They're like, Samantha, like, maybe Miranda gets a call and it's like from the FBI or someone is like, Brady's plane, they lost touch with him over the Atlantic. And like, we believe the plane has like gone down. It seems that he might have hacked into the mainframe. And she freaks out. She's like in mourning. She like falls to her knees and like,
someone is like holding her.
Yeah. And then it cuts to like a girl boss meeting and they're like, Samantha Jones private jet, like, and it's actually like in the news, like Samantha Jones private jet like goes missing.
Yeah,
the like jet was being believed to like carry Samantha like flying on an international flight, like, and she is feared dead.
Yeah.
And so, and then they're like,
you see like we're like back in Israel and there's like, again, we're like at a bar. Mm-hmm. And so there's like a lot of like repeated motifs in this movie. And Charlotte is like looking up at her, looking down at her phone. She's like, fuck, like I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. And you see this guy walk in and he like straddles in like cowboy style through the saloon. And he has like a beautiful jaw, but like this red hair.
Oh, amazing.
And he like walks up to her. He's like, how's it going? What are you looking at? And she like tells him and he's like, wow. And they like have this conversation and they end up fucking.
Yes. And I think also like when Charlotte's looking at her phone, she gets a text that just says it's done with like a photo of the news headline. Like Samantha's plane is down.
It's from Robot Arm.
Yeah. From Robot Arm. They said it's done. And Charlotte like locks her iPhone and then just says like, waiter, I'll have like a martini, or like, and she just shoots the whole martini down like in one.
Yeah. Dip. He goes, have what she's having.
Yeah. And then hot Brady walks in and they have like a moment together. Like, it's just like a random one-off sex. I think that both of them were just like turned on and they didn't know that they're like such a Venn diagram of like interests.
Because she has no idea who he is, but he knows fully who she is.
Yeah. She's in like the bar of like a gorgeous like 5-star hotel. And then he's also staying at the same hotel. And she's like, he's like long haul flight. Maybe he just got injectables and he flew the plane around for his injectables to heal so that he doesn't have to like heal from the surgery.
Yeah.
He really like, can reconstruct like, your face with like all sorts of stuff at this point.
We should know because Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
She's like she's a surgery consultation producer in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes her role in Hollywood.
Absolutely. Thread consultation.
Yeah. Like threaded facelift, which like she does have the best plastic surgery on the planet. So we have to give it up for her. So he has just like temporary injections and like saline injections. Iconic.
Mm-hmm. He has like a whole new constructed chin and like a brand new nose, but it's all just from like radius
and like Pro-Magnon.
Yeah. So he and Charlotte have like a hot night together. Like he sits down, he's like, oh, but she's having, and he's like, good news. And she's like, I guess depends on how you look at it. And she's like, what brings you to town? I don't see many men like you coming through here. And he's like, I have a big job, like just had a long haul flight. And like,
no, he's like, I have a big job. And she's like, is that all that's big?
Mm-hmm. And they just like smile. And then the next time you see them, it's like they're in bed together. It's post-coital.
And he's like, I knew I liked you from the moment I saw your ankles. Because mm-hmm. that's all that's showing. Because she's still fully in like conservative, like Orthodox Jew mode.
Did Charlotte? Okay, wait. And so I think I know where you're going with this. So Brady, the next day they wake up and they're having like a post-coital cuddle. And mm-hmm. then he's like, I really have to get going. Like, have to report to the office. But like, you're amazing. Last night was amazing. And like, talk to you soon, babe.
And she's like, he's like, do you have a business card? And she like hands him a business card.
And he's like, the York style, huh? Sounds pretty cool. And like puts it in his pocket or whatever. And then he just like bounces.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Then I think we need to get back on track where there's going to be a real showdown between the girl bosses and the gays. And we need to get Carrie and Miranda to Israel.
Yeah. They,
like Carrie, all Miranda, four of the girls, the bosses and the gays all have to be in the same room.
Yeah. Maybe Brady finally texts Miranda and he's like, boots on the ground or something like that. And then she's like, oh my God, like, he did make it. He's not dead.
Yeah. But he didn't send a selfie because she knows he doesn't, he hates what he looks like. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know that he's had this like extensive outpatient, non-invasive plastic surgery.
Yeah. And maybe like, maybe somewhere in towards the beginning of this movie, and even when they're like talking in the Met Gala, like preparation, Charlotte mentions like that they're all going to take a girls' trip to Israel.
Yeah.
So like this would be the time. So Samantha was going to end up in Tel Aviv anyways. And like everyone was supposed to be flying to Tel Aviv at the same time. So Samantha, you think that her plane has crashed when she's flying to Tel Aviv, but maybe Carrie and Miranda and Brady all fly together. And Brady takes over the plane and gets like facial injections and Charlotte, like in front of Carrie and Miranda. And Miranda's like, this is really what's going to make you happy? And he's like, yes, mother.
He's
and
like, yes, it's going to change my life. And that's when they separate.
Yeah. And so I think then Samantha thinks that they've all three died.
So she's like alone.
Yeah. And she's literally like, now I'm next. Like, I'm
she's
truly
like in a room full of gays. Like, I've never felt more alone and oppressed.
Yeah. And then Charlotte is like, hasn't heard the news or no, she hears it, but she thinks it's just Samantha's. And maybe she thinks
it's just Samantha.
Maybe she even thinks that it's Samantha, Miranda, and Carrie.
And doesn't know that Brady's involved.
Yeah. And so he's
like a double operative.
Yeah. And like, so the news is actually like New York City treasurer, celebrated human rights lawyer and founder of Only Sam's have like all died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
And that's when Charlotte gets the news and she's like happy that Samantha's been taken out. But it's also like, I guess you have to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, like with her other two friends. But then you see how heartless Charlotte truly is.
Yeah. And you realize that the other girls were planning this trip to make up for Sex and the City 2 because they wanted to go back to the Middle East and do it right in a non-problematic way. That's like why this movie is like ultimately woke and also so stupid and useless, because they think they can make up for those crimes.
Yes. And so Brady saunters into this hotel and then he and Charlotte like have their moment. But what Charlotte doesn't know is that Carrie and Miranda have also checked into the hotel and they're like in their room.
They're like fully, have you seen Carol?
Yeah.
They're like fully like listening through the walls.
Mm-hmm. And Miranda's like, this is so disgusting. And Carrie's like, well, like, I don't know. Like, he wanted this. Like, maybe this is who he is. Like, Brady. Yeah, like, and they basically have trafficked.
Had sex with a woman.
Yeah. They basically like trafficked Miranda's son to like.
Yeah. So everyone, no one is blameless in this movie.
No one is blameless. We're all the problem. So Carrie and Miranda are basically using their death to then somehow surprise Charlotte, get it on audio that she is linked somehow to the Only Sam's murder and like all these snuff films murdering like random dudes.
Yeah. And he's like, text me. And she's like, Charlotte texts him. And he like convinces her to like go on a second date and he like tells her to meet him somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe Charlotte, before he leaves, she's like, I've never met a man like you. Like such a strong, secure, confident man with sex appeal radiating from his very soul. And then he's like, and you never will, but meet me tonight, like at so-and-so location.
We cut, and it's like India's like still trying to hack in. Mm-hmm. And there's like a countdown, and the girl bosses are like, they don't know.
So Brady goes, he gets in an SUV and goes to Samantha's like compound in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
To like join forces with her and the gays to like take over and hack into, like, join India, and then all of them join forces to hack in.
She's like promising him a cut of the new, like, newly restored company.
Yeah. Miranda negotiated that on his behalf, because like what Brady really wants as an incel is like money, hotness, power.
He can finally get like real surgery and like buy a wife.
Okay, so this is all going on, and they're like fully doing their like hack, sneak in, takeover while Charlotte is gonna meet, she thinks she's gonna meet Brady for like this romantic date. He just goes by B.
Yeah.
Or he goes by Brad. He's like, it's Brad.
He goes by Brad. Jesus Christ. Yes.
So Charlotte is like waiting at a restaurant, but she's also, I guess she's celebrating, because it's like now all she has to do is like sit back, relax, and get fucked by Brad.
I think Pam Grier gets a robot arm text, and it's a file, and it's another video of this anonymous woman like killing another guy, and they're like, she looks at him and she's like, I know exactly who that is, like that's a chief like Israeli lobbyist, and he's part of the party that's like trying to win over the prime minister election against Netanyahu this year. And the audience is probably like, what the fuck, but at this point they're like, okay. And we see this woman, and for the first time ever, we see her face. She takes off the wig and like the Carrie costume. It's Charlotte. She's been killing these men the entire time.
Sneaking into different places and killing like high up political figures.
And like sending videos to members of the Israeli government being like, I did it.
And then like her biggest coup was killing that guy, and then having it uploaded to OnlySams to like send a really wide and powerful message of like, don't fuck with Israel.
Yeah.
And like the real Israel heads knew exactly what that video meant.
Yeah. And that video, like as it's going to Pam Grier, and she's like, we've got her, and like they know that they have to go to Tel Aviv and find her. I think at the same time, Robot Arm texts Charlotte, and she's like, she's next. And it's a picture of Rose in a Carrie costume.
Whoa.
So there's like,
Rose has been killing as well?
No, she's like, Robot Arm person is like, I'm going to force your daughter, your like teenage daughter, into becoming next to you and becoming like a sexual assassin.
Oh my God.
And that's why Carrie was like, not again, in the earlier parts. And you like make that connection. You're like, fuck, everything is on the line for Charlotte.
Okay, that was what they were talking about at the table.
Yeah,
the deal short-haired they were making.
That short-haired woman who was like heavily implied to be Ghislaine was like,
it was Ghislaine. Okay, that went even over my head. So I'm glad that we got like that was Ghislaine
becoming like a childhood sexual assassin slave.
Yeah, and somehow
so like wraps up, and you're like, everything becomes more complicated for Charlotte. And the audience is like, how the fuck are we supposed to feel?
Yeah. And then Carrie makes the connection. She's like, it all goes back to Epstein.
It all goes back.
So Charlotte's waiting at a restaurant for Brad, aka Brady, to show up.
Yeah.
And then in walk Carrie and Miranda, and they sit down. And I think it's like a really crowded, like, or it's like a high class, like chic, like romantic, quiet restaurant where no one can make a scene. And then Charlotte is obviously shocked to see Carrie and Miranda there, and they sit down and they're like, here's what we're gonna do. We're each gonna have a Cosmo. We're gonna cheers. We're gonna say, I love you. Remember the good times. And then you have to come with us, because like things have gone too far and enough is enough, Charlotte. And then Charlotte's like, does she give in? I think she's like, okay, like one last one for old
times. See her crack, because like, she gets another, like, they all get a robot arm text, and it's a picture of them from across the restaurant. And you're like, they look over, there's no one there. And you're like, someone is like pulling the strings even above us. And Pam Grier's like trying to call them. And she's like, I just got a text for a picture of you. Like, what's going on? What's going on? And it's like, the pictures are getting like increasingly weird. And I feel like they're about to reach a deal. Like, what do you think they start to talk about? Because yeah, I think Charlotte starts to like crack.
She confesses everything to them. And then I think it's also, she makes it really clear. That's when the audience can be really clear on like how all of this world is connected.
Yeah, she explains it.
Yeah, she explains everything. And that we can fill in the blanks on like at a later date. But just know that like, even if you're confused right now, this moment of the movie will clear everything up for you and also absolve Charlotte of like her sins and then make her a more likable character. And then also Charlotte can be like, I was recruited back in my like late teens, and I've actually been doing assassin work this entire time. And since you all have known me, like, yes, you think of me as like buttoned up and like whatever, but like really I'm like a high trained operative for the Israeli government, and like I've been like doing their bidding and gaining my own power in the meantime, but things have gone too far. And like, yes, I was happy when I thought you guys were dead, but if I really dug deeper, I was really sad about it.
And yeah, like, I fully did not want, I thought I was doing this so I could keep my daughters out of harm's way.
And like, just she's like, Lily, because Lily is never on my social media, and they like don't, they like no one ever counted her, and she's now like, she's made such a public platform that she could never be indoctrinated into this. So like, never. As yeah, she's like, yes, she's a willful teen, but that willfulness saved her from like a life of like sex and murder. And she's, yeah, like, but Rose is like, Rose is next, and they're trying to find her, and I need your help. Like, you may hate me, and that's totally understandable. Like, I get it. But like, please don't let my daughter fall victim to the same lifestyle that I've fallen victim to.
Yeah. And then you like, they're like looking at her, and like Carrie just goes, yikes. And like Miranda like swats her. And then you see their eyes like move up, and then you go to the back of Charlotte's head, and you just hear click, and there's like, someone is loading a gun behind her head.
Oh my God. And you go
off of the arm, it's Samantha. And she's like crying. There's like mascara. She's like, how could you? Like, my company. Like, so everyone has become like an anti-hero at this point.
So, and they're in the middle of like a restaurant too.
Yeah.
So people are like screaming and stumbling, but Samantha's like kind of lost it. And she's like, she needs a hostage. Yeah. Like, so now she also realizes, I think Charlotte was the other girl boss board member. But yeah, now that Charlotte's in Tel Aviv with Samantha, Samantha's going to, not only has she gotten India and Brad to like reboot the system, hack in, and then like do take over the company, but she's also kidnapping Charlotte, holding her hostage so that the other girl bosses will give her what she wants.
Yeah. And you realize everyone in the restaurant, it's comprised, they're like all plants, and it's the gay crew and the girl bosses. Everyone is there.
Yes. And everyone, okay, so Samantha's like, games up, Char, like, how could you do this to me? Like, I thought we were friends. I thought we were all friends. And then Carrie and Miranda are like, Samantha, don't, like, we have to like help out. And then you start seeing like girl bosses like stand up and like rip wigs off and be like, and pull guns out.
Ripping.
Yeah, there's so much wig ripping, and then they pull guns out. And so then it's like just a total standoff. Like,
yeah,
one by one, everyone's ripping their wigs off and like pulling a gun out until everyone is like holding each other at gunpoint.
Yeah. And like, it's like West Side Story, like Harry Potter, just like factions. And Charlotte has like,
it's like Reservoir Dogs, where everyone, like, it's like
she's like in a chokehold. Samantha has her in a chokehold, and they're like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" Like Pam Grier, you see, is like on the ground, like in a like Humvee, just like coming to the hotel. Like she's in Israel,
she's and like speeding. Softly, she's like, "I'll be there." Yeah, and so all the like. Yeah, so all the gays and all the girl bosses have their guns drawn and they're pointed at each other. And
at that moment, like, Brady, his injections start to, like, break down. And he becomes, like, disfigured.
He gets, like, it's, like, one side is getting really puffy and bruised.
Yeah, or no, it's, like,
he
it's
has
like
an allergic reaction to some of his, like, injections.
Yes, and so he, like, starts to crack, too. And he's, like, I'm never going to get what I want. So it becomes even more escalated because he starts to take over and his like incel rage goes crazy.
Everyone's holding everyone else at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Brady's like everyone's getting angrier and angrier. And Samantha's like, with one push of a button, like this company is my, like this company is ours. And she's like, screw it up and I'll kill one of yours. Like as girl bosses, like, she's like, as, she's like quote unquote feminist. Yeah, yeah. Like, don't, do you really want that to happen? Do you really want that to be your legacy? And then
Marie Kondo, like, pulls a gun. Like, she, like,
she pulls a bazooka.
She has, like, a Tommy gun. And she's like, she, like, puts the bullets in and she's like, thank you. Thank you. And she's like, folding them and like, putting them in gently. And she's like, walking, she like she takes a step towards Samantha. She like takes a step.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, don't. And then like she fires like shots in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so does Marie Kondo. And like Pam Grier's like finally gets in, and she's like, she's been in this company longer than anyone. Like how you could never, ever like bring her down without everyone else like being destroyed. And you just see like a robot arm emerge from the darkness. She's like, I've been in even longer. And guess who it is?
Who?
Lexi Featherston. From the third to last episode of the sixth season, who iconically falls out of a window to her seeming death.
We all thought she was dead, but really, she literally just became a robot. Yeah, she became full AI.
Yeah,
like, she is
a vengeful girl boss robot.
Yeah, and she is so furious at everyone for like letting her die and turning her whole life into a joke. What she had done actually, but she's so rich and well connected, she uploaded her consciousness to the cloud. Like,
yes!
She's one of the first people ever to upload her consciousness to the cloud back in like 2003. And then after she died, like she had a long standing deal. Maybe she's like in with Elon Musk or whatever, like way back when. And like she explains all of this.
The baby is her like new body form that they're growing.
Yeah. And maybe she's like my godson or something like that. Like,
yeah.
She literally steps out and then she's like, you all thought I was dead. And then like explains her whole backstory.
Yeah. And the audience realizes that if she dies, like, and if she dies at this point, only Sam's goes down because her brain is the server.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even like, India and Brad at this point, it's like if they do that they kill her. So it's like, what? And they're so confused and the audience is like, we fully thought this character was dead, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and everyone at this point is like incredibly confused but like still on the edge of their seats because there's about to be like a gun showdown.
And at that moment, like Brad emerges from the closet and he's like looking at himself. And he like freaks the fuck out.
Yeah, I think like even like Andy Cohen takes a look at him and he's like, ooh, honey, I think you've had a bad reaction to some fillers.
Yeah, and he like goes off and he starts like ranting and like spouting incel nonsense. And like someone tries to shoot him. And then someone like stops him. Like maybe.
I think someone shoots at Brady and then Miranda's like, no, and jumps in front of the bullet.
Well, it bounces off of Lexi's robot arm and lands in him.
Wow.
It goes through Miranda and enters him and kills him.
Wow.
I think he's the first to die.
And at this point, does this then start like the blood war?
Yeah,
all out war. Okay, great. So now there's like a shootout, true romance style, where just like every like feathers are flying inexplicably.
Like, you fully see, it's like Quentin Tarantino, like Inglourious Bastards style, where like all these real life characters like fictionally just like massacred. Like Ryan Murphy fully gets his head blown off.
Like you have like Marie Kondo being like, "This brings me joy," as she like just like like opens fire on everyone. Like slowly just people are being like taken out, and like Carrie's like crying and like kind of crawling on the ground like beneath all the fray of bullets, and like maybe she crawls up to Miranda and she's like, "Miranda," this is like a moment I think where Carrie can crawl up to every one of her girlfriends individually. And I think also Stanford and Anthony are like there, like they're part of the gay mafia, yeah, sure, that Samantha has like
they're like fully like back to back, like dual wheel, just like circle pistoling everyone.
Yeah, like some, one of them like grabs like a dagger from his like pant leg and just like throws it at someone else. So Carrie like kind of like army crawls over to like Miranda, and she's like, "Miranda, I'm so sorry, like we failed, and like how did things get this bad? Like, I can't help but wonder, like, is this our fault?" And then, like,
yeah,
maybe Miranda's like, "It's not our fault. Like, the world is a fucked up place." And, like, and then a bullet, like, takes her out. And then Carrie, like...
Wait, takes you out, Miranda?
Takes Miranda, yeah. Like, she's still gasping for air because she was hit by, like, a stray bullet that killed her son. But, like,
yeah,
she did, at this point, like, takes her final breath. Then Carrie is, like, crawls over to, like...
Samantha, like Charlotte and Samantha are like duking it out, and I think
they're just doing hand-to-hand physical combat.
Yeah, and I think there's like a huge like slow-mo montage, and I think Charlotte seemingly kills Samantha.
Yeah, I think she just grabs her in a chokehold and like lays her down,
and she's like, "I usually like it but not like this," and she's like passed out.
Yeah, and Carrie crawls over to Charlotte. She's like cradling Samantha's like head, and she's like, "Why? Like, why are you, why is this happening?"
Yeah, and Lexi has gotten out of her wheelchair, and she's like, she was 6 feet tall before, now she's like fully like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, she's 7 foot tall, like robot from hell.
And Kristen Johnson is gonna like, she's gonna win an Academy Award for this.
Lexi Featherstone, robot Lexi, just like rips Charlotte's head fully off, like grabs her by the hair and like rips her head off.
Yeah.
As Charlotte's head is being ripped off, like it's happened so fast that she's still like sentient, and she's like, "Save Lily, Carrie," and then goes like, her body falls to the ground.
This is so good. You're like reading my mind this entire time.
Meanwhile, literally everyone is killing everyone, and like Carrie grabs Marie's, I think Carrie and that, like Maria's down, like she's dead, but her Tommy gun is still like there, and Carrie grabs a Tommy gun and just like scream fires into Lexi like from the ground. She's
yeah,
like, and like,
and you realize the whole time there were no bullets and she was just imagining it.
And so then Lexi, like, I think she tries to like bring like a hand down on Carrie, but Carrie like darts to the right and then darts to the left.
She like wraps one of her like Hermes scarves like around Lexi's arm and like rips one of her arms off.
Yeah, and then uses it to beat Lexi to death.
She uses it, and then, but Lexi, like, it does, like, the very Scream thing where she's dead and she doesn't double tap her. Like, she doesn't really make sure she's dead. And then Lexi, they're, like, by a window, and they're, like, high up. Like, they're, like, 10 stories up. And she repeats her classic line, and she goes, "I'm so bored, you should die." And she grabs Carrie by the neck and throws her out of a window, a la her own death.
No. And
as Carrie is like falling, because you just see her like kind of fall out the window, and it's like slow-mo, she like sends all of her data and files to Lily and just like, "Continue my legacy." She like sends everything, because Lily is the future. Lily's back in America. She's like making a TikTok and like gets all this like data. She like gets like a Dropbox file, and she's like, "What?" And like has everything. But you realize that Carrie doesn't die. She just gets like thrown into a pool.
Okay, so she falls into it. So she sends her stuff to Lily, and she's like,
"Yeah,
tell them everything."
Yes,
then
yes.
She falls into a pool, and you think that she's dead, but then you get a moment where she goes, like comes out of the water and kind of like swims to the side. And then we see, I think we do a callback to the very beginning of the movie where you see the girl in like kind of the Carrie Bradshaw outfit being led through the like the back rooms. And you realize that that is Rose that's dressed like that, being led into the back to like fully be inducted into like a life of like sex assassin.
So Carrie's like running. She's like running.
Carrie Bradshaw is
running through a pile of dead gay bodies.
Like, well, she's out of the pool and she's now like at the bottom floor of the hotel trying to like get back into like she runs. I think like she runs into the banquet hall just as like she sees Rose being led out, and she like runs back and follows them.
Moment. So that moment at the beginning was happening as God, this is incredible, Ara.
So she runs and runs, and she's like, you know, all wet hair or whatever, but it's like really working for her. Or maybe she like grabs a robe by the pool and like cinches it like with an Hermes belt. Like she has like a chic look, like despite being almost
she's like
murdered.
Somehow still in heels and like Bryce Dallas Howard, like fully walked through a dinosaur forest so Carrie Bradshaw could like run full speed in heels.
Exactly. And then Carrie like bursts through and she grabs like as they're about to like close the door and like she grabs Rose and like runs out with her. And in that moment, Lexi has like she's pushed a button to start self-destruct mode. She's just gonna blow up everything because it's like she's Lexi, why not, and like everyone's dead and like it's horror, and so she's gonna blow up the entire hotel and like blow up all the evidence of this whole
Ring. And like only Sam's is gonna go down.
And so Carrie like she grabs Rose, like throws her on her back and like is running out of the hotel in heels as this like countdown is going on. And you see basically this entire hotel like burst into explosive flames as Carrie's like running out with Rose on her back, and they escape just in the nick of time.
And there's like a Jeep outside and the only people in it are Pam Grier, India Moore, and like Sandra Oh.
And they're like, get in. And she throws Rose into the back and like holds on. And they like drive away as Carrie just watches like the entire life she once knew like destroyed.
This full circle ending is like actually transcendent. I had no idea, because I love when the movies do that. And like, I feel like this, it makes automatically makes this movie Oscar worthy.
We don't get enough of the face of Rose like at the beginning or throughout the movie.
We don't see her face.
We just haven't seen her face. Like, we maybe know that she's a bit, maybe even Charlotte on her social media and like the York style or whatever like obscures her face. Like, it's like with some people
we know what she looks
kids.
Like know what she looks like. So when she does turn around, like when Carrie is like, hey, and she like grabs her arm and she's like looking at a younger version of herself, we see Rose and we're just like, the audience is like, oh, it's full circle.
Yeah. And so then they like drive off into the night. And I think that that's just like the movie ends there. Like, I don't think you wrap it up. It's just like, wow, this whole ring was exploded. And like, why was there so much violence? And you're like, I was entertained, but I'm also like shaken to my core. Everyone is nominated for Oscars this year. And like, literally Sex and the City 3 sweeps the Oscars and like, is like
sweeps.
Yeah. Catherine Bigelow directs it. So she wins best director and best
who's
picture.
The director of, who's the like longtime director of the show?
Michael Patrick King.
Yeah, he dies right before production starts. So they're like, what to do? He dies. Like, just kill him. So
well, I think actually it could be even more meta if he is in like the powerful gay mafia. Like, so he appears as himself, but he agrees to not direct the show.
That's amazing. That's feminism.
Because he like knows that it's better if Catherine directs it. Like, and they can get a bigger, even bigger budget if they attach someone like Catherine as the
director. That's crazy. Yeah. She wins her second Oscar for Best Director.
And it's really a movie about, like, do we, like, can't we just all fight on the same team? Like, when we fight with each other, it brings nothing but sadness, violence, and showdowns.
Yeah, and it's like, ultimately,
we need to, like, support each other. Because there's, like, not even, like, a straight man, aside from Smith, in this whole movie.
No, like, we fully haven't talked, like, maybe Harry, but barely. Like, we didn't talk about Steve, we didn't talk about Aiden or Big. Like, they're not in the picture.
They're not in the picture. It's more just about, like, it's, like, a commentary on, like, infighting within, like,
yeah,
the female and, like, non-binary and LGBTQ community, yeah, how we really need to all be supporting each other.
And there's, like, it's implied that every man of the main character who we see, so Smith and Harry, are bisexual. We just, like, slipped the agenda in.
Yeah. Smith is bisexual, and he's just, like, part, he's always in with Samantha's, like, gay mafia, and he too dies at the end.
For sure.
Yeah.
He, like, fully becomes an ally and, like, comes out publicly as bi, only to, like, instantly be massacred.
Yeah. And it's sad. I mean, it's fucked up and sad. I feel weird about this movie, but I think it's an important movie to make.
What's the title of this movie, by the way?
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Sex in the City 3, Goddesses of War, or something like that.
So stupid. I just know that, like, tagline would be Third Time's the Charm.
A tagline that also has nothing to do with the plot or, like, anything that actually happened in the movie.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, Third Time's the Charm, party, and then it's like, people cute. Are getting killed.
And then it's like, truly, kind of, like, just like a violent fiesta.
Yeah,
that, wait, what barely is... makes sense.
Sex in the City 3, the third wave.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, the third wave.
Yeah. And then, like, Third Time's the Charm.
Yeah, Third Time's the Charm.
Also, what I like about this movie is that it's very convoluted in the ways that it brings important subject matter, but everyone's too confused and, like, too scared of being canceled for saying that they don't like the movie.
Also, they, like, paid so much Netflix money that they just shut the fuck up and do it.
Yeah, and so everyone does it, and then the movie, like, just sweeps everything, like, award season, everything, because everyone's like, it's so important. But then when you try and ask them why, they can't explain. So it's just better to, like, give it the awards and, like, let it go away.
And therefore, it becomes even more prestigious. I think this movie is the first Netflix movie to ever be added to the Criterion Collection.
I was just about to say that. Sex in the City 3, the third wave.
Yeah.
It's also, like, 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, it's really, like, clocks in, like, a tight 340.
Yeah, it's, like, longer than The Irishman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and even, like, I think all, even the men, if esteemed male directors like Martin Scorsese and like Quentin Tarantino, they're like, this was my favorite movie of the year. Yeah, they're like, we love this movie so much. Like, everyone, it finally proves that, like, female directors can direct a movie. Like,
I was gonna say earlier, if this is on Netflix, like, Dane DeHaan doesn't have to play Brady. It could fully be Christian Bale and, like, de-aging technology playing an incel.
Yeah, I mean,
because you know he would get skinny for
all of it. Yeah.
Amazing.
Christian Bale as Samantha Jones, if in de-aging and, like, feminizing.
Honestly.
Yeah. If Kim Cattrall turns it down, we're going immediately out to Christian Bale, because you know that he'll do the best job.
He would. And Scarlett Johansson as Marie Kondo. Hollywood's favorite resident Asian actress.
Yes, noted Asian actress Scarlett Johansson.
Noted nominee for Marriage Story Asian Queen.
Oh, God. Blythe, thank you so much for sharing this, like, fucking saga with the world.
My, like, crazy intense, like, sweat fever dreams about, like, literally introducing Lexi Featherston back into the public consciousness.
I had no idea where you were going with Robot Arm, and I was excited to, like, find out. And I experienced the shock of the audience when it was turned out to be Lexi.
I wanted to get meta, like, just like the movie is, where it's confusing and, like, you're as much along for the ride as the host of this podcast as the listeners hopefully will be if they can make it through our, like, insane ramblings about feminism and the gay plane cancelings.
Yeah, none of us know anything we're talking about. And that's another important takeaway from this movie.
Yeah, like this becomes like both like academic study and like also like the new like 13-130 like dumb bitch like popcorn and face mask movie.
Yeah, everyone loves it. It just like hits all four quadrants and beyond.
Amazing.
It's taught in film school for
like
years.
Like Slavoj Žižek like has a talk series about it.
Absolutely. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Okay, so I am on Instagram pretty much every day. I'm not a comedian, so unfortunately, if anyone wants to book me for shows in like 34 years, whenever coronavirus stops rampaging the United States, sure, let's get that kicked off. But I'm on Instagram at Blythe Marks, BLYTHEMARKS, like Blythe Danner, Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
Yes.
Remember that, Hollywood gays, because that's the only way that I can make sure they know. Because if I say Blythe, California,
no one's going to respond well to that.
No. So
go to the number one Blythe.
Yeah, I'm the number one. Also, please report. There's this Brazilian influencer with like 2 million followers. Her name is like Andrea, but her handle is Blythe. So if you can report her, I really want that handle.
Yeah, I feel like this might get you a step closer to getting it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. This was a delight. And guys, until next time, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.